This is ATS member Freedom ERP, and I wanted to say thank you for all the people who have let me know what they think of my podcast regarding political grandstanding by President Barack Obama. Some of it's positive, some of it isn't, but hey, that's what free speech is all about, and hey, I welcome anybody. Anybody's got a view can talk about this one. But a couple of people suggested some other areas that I might want to think about, things that I thought about including in the original podcast, but I didn't. And one of the really interesting ones is that just, has Barack Obama forgotten how many American companies are involved in working with BP in drilling oil from the Gulf of Mexico? Strange how you're going after the company at the very top of the tree. But I suppose, you know, if you go after BP, what are they going to do? They're just going to go down the line and say, well, guess what? If we've been fined $1 billion by the US government, we're going to pass it down. But let's just think about it. What happens to businesses when they face huge costs? Strangely, they have some very intelligent people in their legal and finance teams. They declare themselves wound up. They declare themselves bankrupt. They go into voluntary receivership. They go Chapter 11. And is that actually going to achieve anything? I'm sure BP must already be thinking there is a limit at which we will just wind up BP in North America. We'll just go Chapter 11, and then on Friday, Chapter 11, wind the business up, and guess what? Monday morning, business as usual. And what does that actually achieve? Well, other than probably lining the banks of, lining the pockets of financial institutions, accountants, and lawyers, doesn't actually solve the problem. So, yeah, here we have a president, as I said, politically grandstanding, beating the drum for no apparent reason other than, as you say, he's just trying to deflect attention from all the things he's failed to do for the American people. And let's go one stage further here. Yes, you can say that, you know, BP, if they are the ultimate owner of the right to drill the oil, you know, have to stand up and say, okay, we have to make sure that everything is in order our side. But who's ultimately responsible for this? Well, all of us that want anything that's based on crude oil. If there's anybody who's listening to this podcast or anybody who's protesting against the, you know, huge loss to the wildlife and the loss of income, you know, if you do not use anything that is made using crude oil, then you can stand up. Guess what? The rest of us, we really need to zip it, can it. You know, we want all the luxuries. We want our cars. We want our clothes. We want our consumer electronics. We want our food moved around the country. Guess what? Oil is becoming more and more scarce. Why do you think the reason that they were drilling out what they call as deep sea in the Gulf of Mexico? Because all the easy oil has been got hold of. And guess what? Do you think that BP just one day woke up and said, I know, I'm going to drill for oil here? No. They had to seek permission. And governments would have given that permission. They would have paid monies for the rights to drill oil. Strange that that seems to have been forgotten in the political grandstanding and drum beating that the President Barack Obama is relentlessly doing. I mean, you have to admire the man for being so single-minded and dogmatic over this one. If only he could be as focused and as single-minded on potentially solving the Middle East crisis, you know, stopping Israel and the Palestinian state killing each other. But hey, that probably doesn't make him look good to his native people, to the people of America. So that's why he's more interested in going after a soft option. I would really expect the President of the United States, you know, who people claim is the leader of the free world, I would actually like him to be doing something slightly more constructive. I would like him to be seeing how can he defuse the situation between North and South Korea. How can he defuse the situation in the Middle East? How can he reduce tensions against Iran? How can he potentially make the world a better place so that, you know, soldiers aren't dying in Afghanistan and Iraq on a daily basis? That's really what I would expect the alleged leader of the free world to be doing, not running around like some crazed person trying to blame a global organization that is only doing what most people in the West wanted to do, which is explore and find oil so that we can continue to live this extravagant lifestyle based on crude oil. So, guess what? Nothing's changed. All it is that more and more I think about it, more and more I just see classic political grandstanding. That's all it is. There's no substance behind it. You know, President Obama says he's going to make them pay. Guess what? He's not. Do you know who will actually end up paying for this one? Probably the American taxpayer, and then by definition probably everybody around the world, because if BP put the price of crude up, guess what everybody else is? So all that happens, we end up paying because our goods cost more. And is that really the sensible way to help the global economy? Let's put up one of the key raw material ingredients in the global economy. That smacks of real intelligence and foresight by the President of the United States, the leader of the free world. Well, President Obama, I'm delighted that you're on watch, that you're protecting something that you really shouldn't be involved in. I would like you to do something slightly different. Actually, help save the free world. Make it so that I don't have to spend half an hour queuing when I go through an airport. That's really what I'd like the leader of the free world to spend his time on, not zipping around solving allegedly issues. And you know, the classic, the phrase, he wants an ass to kick and he would sack the man. Well, I suspect there are plenty of Americans who would like to find a way to recall you and sack you, Mr. Obama. So it's rhetoric, it's political grandstanding. I mentioned it before, it's on a parallel with what happened in Germany in the 1930s. It's political grandstanding on a colossal scale. But hey, you elected the man, America. You have to live with what he's going to do locally, and you have to live with the vitriol that's probably going to come from the rest of the world, who sees him focusing on stuff that really, in the grand scheme of things, isn't important for the President of the United States to focus on. Unless, of course, he's realizing he's just a one-term president. And maybe if he carries on failing like this one, you might see Sarah Palin standing as a Republican candidate. You might even see Hillary Clinton standing. Can you imagine that? Two women standing on both sides of the American political spectrum for the President of the United States. That's something I'll talk about later. Thank you.